It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome. First things first, fabulous news. We have a shortwave frequency again. It's 13725 kilohertz on the 22M band. You can hear us between 6 and 7 universal time every day. We've had reception reports from New Zealand, Japan, Bangladesh, and the UK. And although the frequency is aimed, or whatever it is, towards the African continent, try. You never know. Oh, what great news. How pleased we all are. Club news, I posted some photos. Yes, I actually know how to do that now. I posted some photos on our Facebook pages from the Mitali Listeners Club in Murshidabad, India. The Mitali Listeners Club is a very active club and soon to become an official RFI club. Look on the Sound Kitchen's internet page for information on how you can form an official RFI club, too. Shivindu Paul, the president of the Mitali Listeners Club, sent us photos from events they've recently held, the Buddha Purnima Diwas Festival, or the celebration of Buddha's birthday, as well as photos from a party honoring the birthday of India's celebrated poet, Rabindranath Tagore. Be sure you take a look at all the pictures. They're wonderful. Shivindu Paul also sent in a recipe for green mango chutney, which he made himself to celebrate Jamai Sashti. What is Jamai Sashti? Jamai Sashti is a day dedicated to sons-in-law. The married daughter and her husband are received lavishly by the daughter's parents. The son-in-law has a yellow thread tied around his wrist by his mother-in-law, and he offers her gifts. The couple in their turn are showered with presents, fed any number of delicious things, and blessed by the woman's parents. As Shivindu Paul wrote, Jamai Sashti is the festival to celebrate the bond between a man and his in-laws. It brings together extended family members and creates a jovial and tender atmosphere in the household. That does sound nice, Shivindu Paul, just like your recipe for green mango chutney. Listeners, as I said, I put the recipe on both the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Facebook pages, so have a look and a try. Speaking of recipes, one of last week's winners asked me to send him a Sound Kitchen cookbook. Why? He's soon to marry and wants to surprise his bride with his culinary gifts. Now that's a nice wedding present. Congratulations to Abdoulaye Ba and best wishes to his bride.
It's the Sound Kitchen and Susanna Winsby's cooking.
Mmm, yummy.
Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 9th of May, Rosalind Himes asked you about some pirate treasure. A team of marine archaeologists had just found a 50-kilogram bar of silver in a shipwreck at the Indian Ocean off Madagascar. Rosalind asked you to answer these two questions. Which pirate ship did the archaeologists claim to find, and what is the name of the 17th-century pirate who captained it?
It be too late to alter course, mateys, and there be plundering pirates lurking in every cove. Mark well me words, matey. Dead men tell no tales.
Oh, a pirate's life is a wonderful life, a roll.
Speak up, you bilge rat. Where be the treasure?
Do not tell him, Carlos.
No, por favor. No, no, no.
Scuttle, you old pup rat.
I be well off to get, matey.
Oh,
pirate's life for me.
The name of the ship is the Adventure Gallery. The archaeologists found it near the small island of Saint Marie off the coast of Madagascar. The captain, William Kidd, the 17th century pirate hunter, who later turned into a full-blown pirate. The team which discovered the treasure was led by marine archaeologist Barry Clifford, who handed the booty over to Harry Raja Onar Imam Pianina, and I dare you to say that five times fast, who is the president of Madagascar. The winners this week are... two listeners from Bangladesh, Mohammed Ahsan from Dhaka, and from Sylhet, RFI club member Mofizur Rahman. From Montreal, Canada, our old friend Jean-Maurice Devaux, who is, of course, a club member, and who always sends his answers in on picture postcards. Today's postcard looks like a pirate ship, in fact, or at least what I imagine a pirate ship to look like, which is basically any boat with tall sails and a lot of them. It's actually the Star of India ship, which was built in 1863, has been completely restored, and lives at the San Diego Maritime Museum in San Diego, California, which means, I bet you anything, I've seen it. I was born in San Diego, my dad was in the Navy, Pop surely took us to see it. Anyway, great postcard, Jean-Maurice, thanks. Two more winners this week, Shamim Manzil of the Golden Eagles RFI Fan Club in Kerala State, India, soon to become an official RFI Listeners Club. And last but assuredly not least, Maz Bin Shahzad of the PAC France International Listeners Club in Sahiwal, Pakistan. Another club soon to become an official RFI Club. Congratulations, winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. And now for this week's quiz, a political question about Turkey. As you know, the country held its legislative elections this past Sunday. Turnout was 86%, and the elections were seen as a referendum on President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's tenure. And it seems as if there has been a bit of a loss in confidence by the Turks for their president. Mr. Erdogan's Justice and Development Party, or AKP, lost its majority in parliament. Now, it still won the most seats by far, but it lost holding the majority of them. And there's the question. What is the name of the party to whom the AKP lost its majority of seats in Turkey's parliament? Write in with the name of the Turkish political party which won 13% of the vote in Turkey's recent legislative elections. This party has now won representation in the country's parliament, which means the AKP no longer holds the majority of seats. Get your answers in by the 13th of July. Be sure to tune in on the 18th of July to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
Time's up, my friends. Many thanks to my friend and colleague Alain Bleu for putting the show together so beautifully. And thanks to all of you who wrote in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. And tune in next Saturday at 6:15, 6:45, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time for the Sound Kitchen. I'll play you out with a CD from RFI Talent, our in-house CD publishing department. This CD is called Fencabina and features J.B. Mundele on the saxophone. This song is called An African Heart. Thanks to the lovely Manar in RFI Talent, we have a few copies which we'll be sending to quiz winners. It's nice, isn't it? I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.